It's Odds on Sports on The Fan with your host, John Jastrzemski, JJ After Dark.
Let's roll, baby. It's 7:04 here on this Thursday evening. Welcome into a Thursday edition of Odds on Sports, presented by our friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook. And, of course, we are fired up to kick off Week 14 in the National Football League with a Super Bowl rematch from a couple of years ago in what was a terrible, low-scoring, brutal game between the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams. Same two coaches. Quarterback a little different now for New England. Tom Brady in Tampa. In comes Cam Newton. And what you have seen with this game is, despite a 50-50 split, an even split right now on the percentage of bets, the line has moved 2 points. It opened with the LA Rams favored by 6.5 points. It has now gone down across the board, and you can find it over at FanDuel Sportsbook, with the LA Rams laying 4.5 points against Cam Newton and the Patriots. And here's what you know about Los Angeles Rams games that have been played at home this year. Listen to this. Rams home games have a league-low average combined score of 35.8 points. So basically, anytime the Rams have been playing one of these home games, I know we saw them against the Bears on a Monday night. I know the Giants played them in what was a very low-scoring affair. You haven't really had teams going up and down the field. And that is why you have seen the under in this game go from 45.5. The under right now is at 43. So if you're buying the fact that, you know, the average in these home games for LA, 35.8, 36 points, you'd have to figure that would point you in a direction of the under. And I would fully expect the New England Patriot game plan is going to be run the football. Cam Newton's had games in which he's completed 9 of 10 passes. I mean, he's not exactly lighting it up with his arm. But the Patriots have run it a lot better. They kind of have a new lease on life. They got that dramatic win over Arizona a few weeks back. They dismantled the Los Angeles Chargers, and they wisely decided to stay out on the West Coast. I mean, it makes sense when you're playing a Thursday night game. That way, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you do what you need to do out in L.A., same venue, play both games, then come back to the East Coast. I always like when these teams stay out there. I think it's better off for them. Rams are also a team that has scored far fewer points in their home building. And the Patriots, on the other hand, have scored a lot more points away from Gillette Stadium. This line, the movement, what you know about Jared Goff in primetime situations against a coach like Bill Belichick, this game has Patriots, to me, written all over it. Line movement, perception, gut feel, all that combined into one. Patriots kind of strike me as a team is like the cat with nine lives. They keep hanging around. They keep hanging around. It's kind of amazing to think about the fact that they're 6-6 on the year, because I actually think they've played probably far worse than their record would indicate. I don't know if they have enough offense to go and win this game, but I think that line being where it is indicates this is going to be a pretty close game. We'll find out officially when we do our plays of the day, for better or worse. The lean, without question, is with the road team in this particular matchup. But who knows? Maybe we got a tease in store for you. Maybe we got a total in store for you. You'll find out in about 15 minutes or so. Now, the overreaction line that I want to point out now, that I noticed Monday before these two teams played, circled the line, see kind of where it was at. Now you fast forward a couple of days and I see where it's at right now. Pittsburgh and Buffalo, which is Sunday night game, which is a stupendous matchup. Monday, the Steelers were a 2.5-point road favorite against the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo, as we know, took down San Francisco, looked really good. Steelers did not look so good in losing to the Washington football team. That line now has basically moved almost 3 to 3.5 points because of one individual week with not a whole lot as far as injuries for either team. I mean, I know Matt Milano's back for Buffalo. I know Pittsburgh, the last two games, has been playing without Bud Dupree. But you're telling me right now that one particular week is going to alter the Pittsburgh-Buffalo line to now Buffalo is favored by 1.5? I think that is a ridiculous overreaction compared to what the line was a week ago. I think the books are overreacting to what they saw on Monday night. Does not necessarily mean I'm going to play the Steelers. You'll have to find out tomorrow. But when I see an overreaction like that, based upon one individual game, it is an immediate buyer beware for me. And I think the other thing to take into account as you start looking at the Week 14 card, this time of the year, when you get home dogs that are anywhere from like that 6.5 to like that 7.5 range, Philadelphia fits that description against New Orleans this week. Miami fits that description against Kansas City this week. Jacksonville fits that description against Tennessee. Detroit fits that description against Green Bay. Not all the time, but in many cases, that home dog late in the year in that 6.5 to 7.5 point range, numbers back this up, has done pretty well. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to play all four of those teams blindly. That is a poor way to handle it. But I think you look at maybe one or two you like in that category, and that might be, perhaps, a good way to tackle handicap in Week 14. Fired up about Week 14. Good slate of games. Cool one tonight. We'll have your calls, of course. Get aboard at 877-337-6666. We'll have our play or plays of the day, for better or worse. They're coming up in a little bit. We'll welcome in Harry Gagnon from the Extra Points Podcast Network, Against All Odds with Cousin Sal, member of the Degenerate Trifecta. He's going to join us next. Get aboard. We got a whole lot to do. Thursday edition of Odds on Sports. It's right here on The Fan.
We have ourselves a tremendous Thursday night football game, and with the FanDuel Sportsbook app, you've got a chance to make this incredible game even better. They've given you a chance to bet $5 to win $75 on either team to win, whether it's LA or it's New England. You've got a chance to take advantage of it either way. With the FanDuel Sportsbook incredible odds promotions, that's just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win with the FanDuel Sportsbook, they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use the promo code OOS to make your first deposit. OOS to make that first deposit and claim your exclusive odds boost. $5 to win $75 on either team to win this pivotal Thursday night matchup. Promo code OOS. 21 and over, present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. New users only, must wager on designated boost market. Deposit required. Max bonus $75. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, call 1-800 Gambler.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber for Kia, and I'm thrilled to be a Kia ambassador and talk to you about our latest cars and SUVs, like the 2021 Sportage, Telluride, K5, Stinger, and Seltos, all loaded with advanced tech and safety features and built to handle the toughest roads. For example, there's the all-new Kia K5. It's a midsize sedan that is sporty and sleek with power and style. And with available all-wheel drive, it will transform your driving experience. Out with the old, in with the turbocharged new. Or how about the 2021 Telluride? Break new ground, forge your own path, and be the master of the road. And of course, there is the 2021 Sportage, made for adventure, exceptional from every angle with convenience you can count on and ultimate comfort. So when winter comes calling, you'll be ready to command the season. Head to your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com for more details. Kia, give it everything.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. This week, the Giants get ready to take on the high-flying Cliff Kingsbury Cardinals offense at MetLife Stadium. Giants game day comes your way on Sunday at 11:30 with kickoff at 1 on Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66, WFAN and WFAN-FM New York.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Odds on Sports, presented by our friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook. You know it's a big time Thursday night when I'm pulling out one of the heavy hitters. He's a part of the Degenerate Trifecta. Extra Points Pods. He's doing Cousin Sal's Pod. The guy, he's all over the place. The great Harry Gagnon is ready to rock and roll. Harry, my boy, how are you? What's happening, bro?
My man, JJ. How's everything, buddy? Everything's great. Pumped up for this game night. Got a good matchup here.
Harry, I am too. Listen, I like the Patriots here in this spot. Line opened at 6.5. I'm seeing it now 4.5 across the board. Now, I'm not confident in the point, Harry, where I think New England is going to win this game, but I think running the football, their defense in the secondary, throwing Goff some wrinkles, I think they keep this game close. Are you riding with me with the Patriots, or are you going the other way?
No, I think it's going to go under, but I also do like the Pats for the points. They've got the 12th best defense in the league, but it's getting better. They played their best game, obviously, of the season last year, shutting out the Chargers, 45-0. Special teams was great as well. And look, Jared Goff, only 17 touchdowns total this season in 12 games. And just the last 5 starts, he has just more than 1 touchdown in one of those games. I don't have a lot of confidence in him. The Pats are rolling right now. Belichick's been doing a great job keeping this team at 6-6, still in the playoff hunt. I really like the under, though, here, too. But I definitely like the Pats a little bit with the points here. Can't play that many with Rams.
Well, Harry, how about this? I looked this up as we were getting ready to do the show. I didn't realize Ram home games have a league-low average combined score of 35.8 points. So, basically, Harry, if that trend continues, got to think this is an under game, right?
Yeah, of course. Look at here's the thing. Both these faced Kyler Murray in the last 2 weeks. New England allowed just 17 points, and the Rams had a pick six, allowed just 173 yards. I think Cam needs to get ready for Aaron Donald, Troy Reader, Jalen Ramsey. I just don't know. Once both teams actually, both, especially like we just mentioned, how the Pats D is playing, once teams get close to the red zone, I don't know how these teams are going to put the ball in the end zone. I think we're going to see a lot of field goals tonight. I can see this game being, 2016, something like that.
Yeah, I'm rolling with that. So we're on the same side here. We like the Pats, we like the under. Yeah. Harry, if there is one particular prop that you would be all over, my buddy Pat Boyle, who I'm working with, is on the idea of Cam Newton going under passing yards, 168.5. I don't have a particular problem with that. Now, you know what a passing yard prop, all it takes is one of those dopey screens to go 70 or 80 yards, and you could find yourself in a little bit of trouble. But I lean under with the passing yards. Is there a prop, though, Patriots side, Rams side, that you like?
I do like the listen, I got to agree. I love the under on Cam in passing yards tonight. 8 of his 11 games have gone under. The last two versus the his last two games against the Chargers, and like I mentioned, the Chargers and the Cardinal games. It's just 21 completions combined, JJ, for 69 yards and 84 yards in those games. I love the under here. I think this number is way, way too high.
Harry, you know you're on here in New York City, and I know you bleed giant blue. So, Daniel Jones is going to come back. This line has kind of been locked in at either 2.5 or 3, depending on where you can find it. Do the Giants keep it rolling against the Arizona Cardinals?
I think they do. Look, the Cards have now lost 4 of the last 5. And if not for that, you know, that Hail Mary against the Bills, they would have dropped 5 in a row. Meanwhile, Big Bloat, they've beaten their opponents in 4 straight games, and the Giants have not lost by more than 3. They haven't lost by more than 3, JJ, since week 4 against the Rams, a game that they still covered. I mean, last week, defensive end Leonard Williams led the Giants attack on defense. He's got 8.5 sacks for the season. He had 2.5 sacks against Russell Wilson. Who else can say that can do that? Blake Martinez, 111 tackles on the season. I think they get to Murray. I think they rattle him. And I think the Giants, again, play a close one, but take them as a dog. I think they win this game by 2.
Looking at Pittsburgh and Buffalo Sunday night, Monday this line was Pittsburgh favored by 2.5. Now I look, Harry, Buffalo's favored by 1.5, too. You think that's a little bit of an overreaction? I do.
I do a little bit, but you know what's interesting about the line going from Pittsburgh to Buffalo here? Because if you looked at Monday night when Buffalo was in Arizona here to take on San Francisco, the line went the other way. It went against Buffalo, and look what Buffalo did. They probably played the best game of the season. They punted once. They were amazing. Josh Allen was amazing on offense. Couldn't stop him. Couldn't stop Cole Beasley. In this situation here, though, I know it might look like, hey, you know what? Go the other way here. Going to take the Steelers. But I don't know. I'm not sold on the Steelers here. 2 weeks in a row, their offense looked very shaky. They lost the game against Washington on Monday. I think Pittsburgh needs to find some offense here because, look, the Bills in the last 4 games, they're averaging 34 points a game. I'm not seeing a lot of confidence in Big Ben. I know they're getting Connor back, but still, I kind of lean in here towards the Bills. They're rolling lately.
Harry, you know where my loyalties lie in this particular matchup. I can't wait for this game, though. It's Mahomes against Tua, the Chiefs against the Dolphins. How important do you think it is if you're betting Miami to get the hook at 7.5? Is that something that you wait for come kickoff? Is that something that you advise people to go and buy? Like when a line is on 7 like that, and you know you're going to take the dog, you value the idea of getting that extra half point, or it doesn't matter that much to you?
Well, if you're getting plus 7 and it's minus 110, I might, in this situation, even go up to minus 130 by a full point to plus 8. That's a key number. Obviously, you know that, JJ, in NFL and sports betting. But I think I'd push it up to 8 just to be safe. But, again, a lot of confidence in Kansas City from a lot of people. But still, when it comes to cash and tickets, Kansas City last 4 games is 0-4 against the spread. I think Myles Gaskin is great and big for the Dolphins, that he's back in the lineup. He had over 140 yards combined last week. I think he's going to be a key cog in this game for the Dolphins, keeping this close and keeping their NFC East hopes alive.
Okay, Harry, now it's time, amigo. Week 14, best bets. I'm giving you Sunday. I'm giving you Monday. I'm giving you the full court here, pal. What do you love? What do you want to share here with the New York audience?
Well, look, I mean, I know that there's probably a plenty of Jets fans out there, but they're also cringing at the same time after what happened last week against the Raiders. Derek Carr's pass, the defense that the Jets lined up with was pathetic.
I don't know if they're cringing, Harry. I think they want to build Greg Williams
a
statue, though.
Maybe
you know, they want that number one pick. They're okay with that play. Listen, they'll take a little short-term pain for a little long-term gain, you know?
Maybe so, and you know what? I think the Jets did give it their all for the most part in that game. This spot now, having to go all the way to the Pacific Northwest to play Seattle, after Seattle just tanked against the Giants, had no offense, I think this minus 13.5 is an early Christmas gift You couldn't want anything more here. I'm laying the point. I'm not a big fan of laying points, JJ, in the NFL, especially double digits, but I'm laying 13.5 with the Seahawks. I think they can pick their number. Russell Wilson goes for at least 4 touchdowns. The Jets, after last week, have nothing left in the tank here. I think Russell Wilson and the Seahawks put up 41 points, and they blow out the Jets by at least 27.
Harry Gagnon, Extra Points Pod, Against All Odds, Degenerate Trifecta member. I want one of those membership cards. I'd love to be an honorary member of the Degenerate Trifecta one of these days. You know, I would like that, Harry.
Parlay Kids, we've already made you one. You're locked in. You're an honorary member, absolutely. And by the way, tonight, by the way, JJ, people, everyone out there, if you want picks at halftime, if you're wondering what to do second half in the Rams-Patriots games, me and the guys from Against All Odds, Cousin Sal, Brother Bry, Parlay Kid, we go live on Twitter, extrapoints.com. You can check us out on Extra Points on Twitter. We can do a halftime show. As soon as the game goes halftime, we give out prop picks. We give out player picks, player props for the whole halftime until it kicks off. It's a lot of fun. The guys will be busting my chops, making fun of me, but it's okay because we're still going to be giving out winners.
Harry, welcome to my world, bro. Enjoy it. We will chat next week. Let's cash in for you tonight, okay?
JJ, you're the best. Thanks, pal.
Great work by Harry Gagnon over at Against All Odds. I'll be checking those guys out at halftime. Now, plays for tonight. Let's keep it simple. Pats. Now, I was lucky to get this at 5.5 earlier in the week. I still like it at 4.5. I really do. I don't think that point is going to make that much of a difference. I will take New England to cover this number. 4.5. I think this is a tight game, and I like the under in this matchup. I'm seeing the under at 43.5. Sign me up right now for that total. We'll take New England plus the points. We'll take under 43.5.